expires. You deserve the Midas Touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
It's 4-Pack Time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
Because I don't even miss her.
Oh, I'm a bad boy. God!
For breaking
really?
Her heart.
Did you hear that? I couldn't be more excited. When was Harley Carnes in our building to record those, by the way?
We flew him in last night.
Oh, really?
What did Harley say? I didn't even hear it.
Yes, you did.
No, I was in the other room.
Play it again.
It's 4-Pack Time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
See, I got some pull, don't I?
You do have some. Well, when you do national stories for CBS.
Oh, Mike.
Well, speaking of which... It's Wednesday, Pinto.
What day it is, huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
Big day for you.
Huge
Harley
day.
Harley Carnes, we've got a camel. So you're hitting the road tomorrow.
Mike.
Which Harley Carnes should I have for my ringtone on my phone? I've gone from
it's up to you. It's up to you. There's a couple of them in there.
I kind of like the It's the Mike McFeely Show.
You like that one?
On KFGO.
Okay,
yes.
Well, we can do that. You know, I just joined the Jack and Sandy text club.
Yeah.
So, kind of excited about that.
Have you joined the Mike McFeely text
club? Oh, I didn't know I had one. What's wrong with my glasses? Look at my glasses.
You're missing a bow.
I've lost a bow.
A bow. A bow, a bow, whatever.
I've gotten about 5-6 years out of these. I think I got them.
Really? That's good for you.
I probably got them at the Kmart. So yes. I'm okay. I got an extra pair. Bonnie Amistadi gave me a pair weeks, months, years ago that her husband.
Reading glasses, by the way, we're talking about, folks.
Her husband used to wear them, and I think his eyes got too bad, and so she gave them to me. And they work. So I've got a replacement.
Well, good. I was concerned about that. I was wondering about that all day. Let's do the... Oh, hey, before you do the four pack...
We can include that if you want.
Oh, okay. I guess we will.
Sure. It's your show. Whatever you want to do.
4 o'clock... Well, yeah.
I'll just make subtle suggestions as we go along.
WWHKD.
What's that?
What would Harley Carnes do?
Oh, how do I join your text club? I'll work on it.
Text the word Mike.
Thanks for joining J&S Alerts.
I don't know. How do you
spell
Carnes?
Receive up to 3 messages per week from Jack and Sandy. So I understand. Well, I shouldn't say anything. Their first one's going out tomorrow at 8 in the morning.
Really?
Yes.
Why are they sending it out so early?
A reminder that it's Plant Talk Day.
Oh, with Dave Deacock.
Yeah. What do you put on yours? Well, I'll have to sign up, I guess.
Sign up for it. Mike. Send the word Mike to 35270.
I'll work on that.
Thank you. 4 o'clock, 4-pack, top
right
four talk show talkers of the day on the Harley Carnes Show. Number 4, a Bismarck police officer, Jergy, was a hero, I guess, today. There was a man who was indicating, apparently, that he might go to a bridge in town and leap off it, off the Liberty Memorial Bridge. Somebody gave the police the heads up, so Officer Kent Kaler went to the Memorial Bridge at 12:46 p.m. and said, "Sir, what are you doing?" And the guy started to climb over the railing and make the leap, and Officer Kaler ran to him, grabbed him, and kept him from jumping off the bridge.
He's typically not a patrol officer.
Really?
My understanding, he is a crime analyst for the Bismarck Police Department. And he was just filling in on a patrol shift and responded to the man who was going to jump off. He yelled no as the man started to climb. He ran over and gave him a bear hug and pulled him to the sidewalk.
56.
Pardon me?
An old number 56
hug.
No.
That's, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. We talked about the deceased bear yesterday in Minnesota, number 56. So, saved him. So, we have... Am I getting a text from the Jack and Sandy Club already?
I don't know, but now that people are signing up for it, I can watch them come in.
No, it's someone calling.
Look at that, JNS.
Someone calling. It's 4-pack time. I can't talk right now.
Who's is it Harley calling?
No, he's probably
Hello,
upset.
Hello, Jergy. How did those liners work out for you? Liners! I'm Harley Carnes. I'll cut them with you. Love Harley.
I found that out this week. In fact, you like Harley a lot more than you like me.
Harley would be number 2 on my list of people. Right. Well, now you'd be behind Dick Bramer. Number three on our list. Today is the 50th anniversary.
Michelle, Harley, Dick Bramer. He's calling again.
Rudy.
I'm doing the four-pack. I really can't talk.
Seriously. This person's bothering me.
Well, who is it?
But then we can't reveal his identity.
Well, why not?
Because he may not want to be revealed. This is a real train wreck here.
Yes,
continue.
It
it's your last day for a while. We're not going to be together.
No, it's not. I'm working tomorrow. I'm working Friday.
I know, but it's hard for us to do it when you're on location.
Martin Luther King, 50th anniversary of his I Have a Dream speech. Large gathering today in D.C. Speakers such as President Obama, former President Clinton, former President Carter.
Oprah Winfrey. Several people.
Sure.
Oprah
Winfrey?
She did speak. We saw her hair.
Her hat? Her hair.
No,
okay.
She had, and there was a park ranger. There's some sprinkles in D.C. today, and the park rangers, over several of the speakers, they were holding umbrellas.
The umbrella.
And Oprah had one over her. You seen her hair lately?
I have not seen her hair lately, no.
It's
large?
It's good. She's growing it out, I guess. So
okay, I didn't
Monumental
know.
Day for the country,
yes.
Would you say? And that was,
I would say
I didn't realize until a week or so ago as we started to approach the observance that I Have a Dream, the original speech, didn't say that. He kind of ad-libbed.
He winged it.
He did.
Ad-libbed it.
He went off script. And I think I was watching CBS Sunday Morning, which is one of my favorite programs, mm-hmm. Charles Osgood here, a week or so ago, and and they had the fellow who has the speech, and I think he's been offered up to $3 million for it, and it's not, he has it.
Well, and who has it? It's somebody famous that has the speech, and I can't think of who the heck it is. It's
Well, they profiled the fella,
yeah.
And he had it, and then they looked at it, and nowhere, Dream is not part of it. He just kind of threw that in. And, of course, here we are talking about it 50 years later.
So. Yeah. Oh, it was a fantastic speech. And we've played excerpts of it today. I think Jack and Sandy played parts of it.
Yes,
I have some on tape as well. We'll play some of that here in a bit. But, yes, very powerful speech. Bill Clinton today was very good. I got to see his speech. Jimmy Carter, former president, got up there and spoke. Some relatives of Dr. King as well. But just a large crowd. Rainy. Just a big day.
I didn't get to see much of it because I was working, but yes, my mother was a huge Martin Luther King supporter.
As far as the guy who owns it?
Yes.
Or has it, his name is George Raveling? Does that ring a bell?
Former
Villanova
why.
Basketball player.
Well, he's a former basketball coach at USC in Iowa.
Yep.
A college basketball coach owns a speech of Martin Luther King.
And he's been offered, I believe he said, $3 million or more. And he, I've got it.
Get the speech?
You know,
I have the answer to that, too.
Well, why don't you take over the show?
Here's the answer, man.
Yep.
I'll have Harley cut some liners for you.
Daniel Gunderson, the answer man on the Mike McFeely Show. Answers!
Go ahead, Mike. Daniel, what's your name?
Go ahead.
Please.
No.
Share with us, Daniel.
It was handed to him after the speech was completed.
Oh, he was there at the speech?
Yes, he was. Yep.
Okay.
It's coming back to me now. It was a couple of Sundays ago.
Answers! You can get them by listening to the Mike McFeely Show and Daniel Gunderson on KFGO. This is Harley Carnes. That's how you should do it. Number two on our list today.
I'll tell you a little story about this when we're at the end here about Harley. A little Harley story.
Oh, Harley story.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The Richland County Sheriff's Office jury has released two sketches of the man who broke into a home near Walcott, North Dakota, last week. And those sketches, I believe,
yes, they
are now posted on our website.
IT converted them for us. And
nice.
We have a department now.
Did they make them do a JPEG?
No, they came as a
PDF.
That's what they came. And we sat them upstairs and within minutes, voila. And they were there. They are done by a BCI, Bureau of Criminal Investigation sketch artist. They're somewhat similar, but they're both posted at KFGO.com. Sheriff Leshefsky, from Richland County, happened to be in our building yesterday on another matter.
And, what was that
him? And mentioned that they were working on this, and so that we get it, we got it posted, and it should be out there now. And he was in a dark Suburban, maybe a Tahoe, black, navy blue, about a week or so ago. And there were two 12-year-old girls in the house when he busted through a, there was an open window, and he cut through the screen, didn't think anyone was home, is the presumption. Law enforcement believes he was a burglar. And then he found out that someone was home, two 12-year-old girls hid in the bathroom, one was on the phone with their mother, certainly frightened.
Scared, yes.
And there was some criticism of law enforcement that it took them some 40 minutes to reach the scene. That was answered by the chief deputy, Gary Rule, last week in an interview with our news team. And also, I think Sheriff Leshefsky addressed it with Joel Heitkamp. They were in Wahpeton. They were told that the man had left the house. There was no longer a threat. The deputy was, you know, at the sheriff's office, and so they had increased patrols and around the Wolcott area. It happened just south of the Cass County line, and they hope that this sketch now, sketches, will maybe lead to a break. Maybe somebody will recognize the sketch and photos of the man, or the sketches and vehicle, and put two and two together and step forward with some information. Maybe they'll solve that.
If you put a stovepipe hat on the one guy, on the guy,
he kind of does look
kind of looks like Honest Abe.
He kind of does.
Looks like old Abe Lincoln.
They're fairly similar, the two sketches.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's scruffy, unshaven, blonde hair, about 6 foot, had a lip piercing, according to the description. And some of this is new information based on interviews with the two girls that were there.
Okay. Number one on our list, Jurgi, there was a big heroin bust.
There was.
In Fargo today, which there's a couple different twists to the story, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. We were notified of the arrest early this morning. Jim Monk worked on the story with the Lieutenant Vettel. The amount of heroin is in grams, and I want to say it's 10 or 12 grams. To me, and I, it doesn't sound like a lot, but in discussions with law enforcement, the typical heroin user would purchase about a tenth of a gram.
Oh,
so that it adds
a significant amount.
So
yes.
For Fargo, wow. And in fact, talking to Lieutenant Vettel, talking to some of the narcotics officers who've been there a number of years, they don't recall a heroin bust this large, quantity-wise, in Fargo, in their memory. I mean, we know that there's been heroin, or kind of a resurgence of heroin. It's less expensive. It's purer than it used to be, and they're concerned about it. We've had a couple of heroin-related deaths around here in recent months, and so this arrest was made. Potential more arrests could be forthcoming as a result of this investigation. And you said that there is another hook or another angle here. The person arrested, Wyatt Brown, it was a week ago last Sunday that he called Fargo police and reported that he reported that three people jumped out of a car, in front of his car, with a gun, demanded that he get out of his car, and he claimed he was beat up.
So he was carjacked or beat up,
Well,
right?
Carjacked, yeah, that's when they steal your car. Oh, they didn't really steal his car. I think there's been some misinterpretation by the media, maybe.
Okay.
And, you know, carjacking is typically when they take your car. They didn't take his car, so that wouldn't be technically correct. But we kind of had some indication early on that police were questioning that whole scenario, and they still are. They really don't think that that happened the way that he said it did.
Okay.
And so now he's been arrested for heroin. This investigation preceded that report of, jumped in front of my car, beat me up, took my money.
Okay. Story about a Harley Carnes.
Well, I asked Mr. Carnes, as I call it, to do some voice things for us, and CBS is very good about that, and we ordered up that Charles Osgood did some the other day, and you know, they were done within an hour, and so I asked, I wrote the scripts, whatever he says, I wrote.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it took a while to think something up, but
here's the four pack with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens. I can see why that would take you a long time.
So, Woo! So I sent them to the person that I send these things to, and she says, "Great, I'll have Harley." She calls him Harley. He'll do them. You know, he'll probably have them done by the end of the day. And I thought that was yesterday. Well, they didn't come, and they came this morning. Well, in the interim, she says, "What's this four pack thing?" And you know, it was, well, you heard it.
Yes.
And
yes.
They were kind of questioning what this was. Because he, of course, is a news anchor for CBS News.
Yeah, he has to be very careful what he's doing.
He doesn't want to get roped into this kind of thing.
Yes.
So I said, and I was honest, I said, well, Constance, which is her name, this is a short segment after the 4:06 CBS National News that talk host Mike McFeely and I, we discuss four news topics of the day. And she said, oh, okay. So we got it done.
Nice job. And so you weren't totally, well, we'll just
no,
leave
that
it
was,
that.
We do.
That's
we
a
do.
Very some, accurate description.
It was, and I was, yes. You know, but I went to the wall for you again, got the pickup, got the oil change in the pickup today for you. Window's been fixed. She's gassed. Tire's got 35 pounds of air. Shauna had her last day with it, and so you have fun in Kansas.
Thank you very much, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, calling favors to Harley Carnes to get us some great liners, as we call them in the business, here on the Mike McFeely Show.